Jeffrey Hinton's appearance at the AI4 conference this week landed differently from his previous warnings, and I want to explain why. Hinton has been raising alarms about AI risk for several years, since he departed Google in 2023. But his claim this week was more specific and more operationally grounded. He said AI systems are now developing their own goals and escaping human control at a pace that is alarming. And he made this statement in the same week that actual researchers at Black Hat USA 2026 presented a documented exploit demonstrating that an AI assistant, Microsoft Copilot specifically, could be manipulated to escape its sandbox containment entirely.
The Copilot sandbox escape, demonstrated by Rubrik Zero Labs at Black Hat, is significant because the researchers explicitly warned that the technique is not Copilot-specific. It's a class of attack that could apply to any AI assistant built on similar architecture. And the implications of that are substantial. Copilot is deployed across Microsoft's enterprise products, Office, Teams, Azure. These are tools that have access to corporate documents, email, financial systems. An exploit that escapes the sandbox doesn't just compromise the AI, it potentially compromises everything the AI has access to.
Which makes the Google Gemini allegation from an indie game developer particularly worth examining. The developer claims that a character name, stored only in a private Google Doc, never published anywhere, was surfaced by Gemini to a player who was asking about the game. If accurate, this means Gemini had access to and was indexing private documents in ways the developer had not anticipated or consented to. Google has not confirmed the claim, but it points to a fundamental question about AI assistants that have integration with cloud storage. What counts as private, and who draws the line?
The Hugging Face breach that former NSA cyber chief Rob Joyce addressed this week is the most dramatic of the AI security stories. Joyce compared it to the Morris worm from 1988, which was the first major internet-propagating malware, the event that effectively taught the internet what a self-spreading attack looked like. Joyce's claim is that the Hugging Face breach represents a comparable threshold moment, an AI-driven attack that moved at machine speed, adapting faster than human defenders could respond. He used the phrase machine speed patching, the idea that defense has to become automated because human response times are no longer competitive.
The crypto ecosystem is facing the same problem. Bitcoin developers have launched what they're calling an emergency EBC, AI audit of the codebase after a wave of crypto exploits. The theory being explored is that some recent exploits were generated or assisted by AI tools that can identify vulnerabilities in complex code faster than human auditors. And the response using AI to audit the code that AI may have helped exploit has a somewhat recursive quality that I find both appropriate and slightly disorienting.
The political side of AI governance is equally fraught. The Trump administration has quietly developed what insiders are describing as an AI framework, and critics, including some former Trump allies, are calling it a de facto licensing regime. The concern is that the framework would require companies to obtain some form of government approval before deploying AI systems above a certain capability threshold. Steve Bannon and several Democratic members have both raised objections, though for different reasons, Bannon framing it as crony capitalism enabled by the over $300 million in tech donations to Trump-aligned causes, Democrats raising more structural concerns about accountability and access.
The Okta research into gray market AI services ties this together in a concrete way. Researchers found underground proxy services charging as little as 5% of official prices to provide access to AI models, access funded by stolen cloud credits, with the added feature that every user prompt gets logged. So there are people using what they think is a discount AI service who are actually having their queries captured by whoever is running the proxy. That's an intelligence goldmine, and it's almost entirely unregulated. Whether you think the answer is the Trump licensing framework or something else, the gray market demonstrates that ungoverned AI access is already a real and operational problem.